is here with me today. His name is Shen. Maybe Yan, say hello, Yan. He's a PhD student at UB.
今天有一个牧师的朋友，他叫
Yan。
Yan， 他他是计算机系的 PhD， 他今天来到我们中间。
So you can say hello to him at some point. Maybe you've already met him. So I love working with students at UB. They're some of the most intelligent people I know.
牧师很喜欢在 UB 跟学生们一起工作，他觉得他们是最他所知道的最聪明的人之一。
That's my job. I work at the university with international students, and I seek to share the Bible with them, share Jesus with them, and try to really welcome them as they come here to the United States.
牧师的工作在 UB 就是跟学生一起分享上帝的话语，然后让他们知道上帝的国度。
I love being in America. In 2015, we moved back from China after living there for 11 years.
2015年，牧师和他的家人从中国一起搬回美国。他回到美国以后，感觉他很喜欢美国。
So we've been back in about 4.5 years. I think we're feeling more adjusted. We've had reverse culture shock.
这么多年以后重新回到美国，他们会感到一个反的文化冲击。
And one of the things I've noticed about being back in America is we like slogans, phrases. Do you know what a slogan is?
回到美国以后，牧师觉得就是他很喜欢美国的一个方面，就是说美国有很多的这种口号、标语、口号这样的东西。
And one of the areas where we have slogans in is on our license plates.
有一个很有意思的地方，他们经常可以看到口号，就是在那个汽车牌照上面。
So there's different states have different slogans. So for Florida, does anyone know the slogan for Florida on the license plate?
有没有人知道在佛罗里达州的牌照上面写的是什么？
Yeah, the Sunshine State.
这个阳光普照的州。
How about New York? Do you know the slogan for New York?
纽约州是什么呢？
The Empire State.
帝国之州。
How about Texas? Does anyone know the slogan for Texas?
德州有人知道吗？
Yeah. Yeah, the Lone Star State.
孤星州。
I think at one time they were their own country, or they wanted to be their own country. So.
那是因为他们叫孤星州，是因为历史上有一段时间他们想自己独立成为一个国家。
But the greatest of all slogans belongs to the state of New Hampshire.
但牧师认为最好的一个口号是在New Hampshire 州的牌照上。
Do you know the slogan of New Hampshire on their license plate? Live free or die.
他们的口号是不自由宁可死。
I remember seeing this. If you go to Niagara Falls, you see many license plates from around the country. And I remember seeing this license plate and thinking, wow, wow.
如果你经常去尼亚加拉大瀑布公园的话，你可以看见那里停的车来自美国各个地方，你就可以看见这个牧师第一次看见这个 New Hampshire 的牌照上面这个口号，牧师当时就觉得很 wow, 很震惊。
At first I was like, I started to like, yeah, yeah.
一开始他牧师觉得很激动，说 yeah yeah。
And I think this phrase in New Hampshire goes back to the American Revolution, when America was fighting against England.
这个口号的来历实际上要追溯到美国独立战争的时候，当时美国想从英国独立开来。
But many of you, as you've lived in America for a while, realize that in American culture, we deeply value freedom and individualism.
你们如果到美国时间足够长的话，你们就会肯定会感觉到美国很注重这个个人主义和个人的自由看得很重。
Yeah, this is 个人自由，个人主义。Yeah. It's like it's down deep in the soul of Americans.
这个观念在美国人的心里面扎根很深。
So when you see a license plate like this, it's like, yes, yes.
当你看到这个New Hampshire 的这个口号的时候，你就会从心底感觉到共鸣。
But as I've realized that there's different cultures around the world, and you know, in Chinese culture, it's a little different, maybe than.
So 牧师知道，就是各个国家的文化都有不一样，特别是在中国，可能跟美国的这个观念有很大的不同。
These pictures were made by a Chinese student that went to Europe to study to Germany, and she made these pictures to represent the contrast between Eastern culture and Western culture.
这个图是一个在德国去学习的一个中国学生做的，他做这个图的目的是要表明这个在中国。东方文化、中国文化和西方文化之间的不同。
So the red represents Chinese culture, and the blue represents Western culture.
这个红色的这一边是表明中国的文化，蓝色的这边表明，is that reverse?
Red is China.
Red is China.
Blue is Europe.
Oh, okay, right. Oh, yeah, that's leader. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that's ourselves.
Yeah. And yeah. So when it comes to the topic of leadership. In China, the leader is big. But in America, the leader's not too big, just a little bit bigger than us, but part of the group.
在美国就不一样，这个美国的领导人只是比众人要稍微高那么一点点，然后基本上跟众人没什么太大区别。
So I realize, you know, that and with different cultures, as we think about leadership and dealing with leadership and freedom, and there can be different approaches to this topic.
在不同的文化中，当我们想到这个领导人这个观念的时候，他们会有不同的着重点。
But I also know this about Chinese culture.
我还知道另外一点关于中国的文化。
Sometimes we might outwardly obey leadership, our friends.
有时候我们会在表面上会很遵从权威。
But inwardly, like, I don't like.
但是实际上在心底里面，他们实际上对权威还是有异议的。
So this picture again is a contrast about emotions. Sometimes in Eastern culture, the emotion might be negative inwardly, but they put a smile on their face.
在Western culture 里面，可能他们
yeah. But in Western culture, if you're mad on the inside, you're mad on the outside.
在中国文化中，如果你内心觉得不同意，但是表面上面可能还是会微笑，还是会表示同意。但是在西方文化中，你内心如果不同意的话，你表面上也会表现出来不同意。
So these are generalizations. I'm not saying this is true of you, but these can be some of the cultural backgrounds as we come to God.
这只是一个普遍或一个普遍化的一个观念，并不是说每个人都一定会这样。但是我们会不会在跟上帝的关系中会有不一样呢？
And so as we come to God and we read the Bible, we realize very quickly that we must submit ourselves to his rule and sovereignty.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们就很快会认识到，如果要跟天父有交通的话，我们一定要完全的遵从他的权威和法则。
And so as we come to this passage today in Matthew 6, we're going to be focusing on verse 10.
今天我们要着重讲马太福音第十章。
And I think the big idea, the main idea of verse 10 is that we want the sovereignty and rule of God to permeate our prayer lives.
这个一个主要的内容在这一章讲的就是说要让神的权威和法则深入到我们的祷告中。
And so my prayer for you this morning as we come to this prayer, verse 10, is that your walk with God and your prayer life would be renewed as you pray to your loving King.
今天我们在讲这个，我希望你们能够在读这个第十节的时候，会让上帝的权威深入到你的祷告中。
Yeah, and so as we turn our Bibles, if you have your Bibles, we can turn to Matthew chapter 6.
如果你有圣经的话，我们可以看到，我们可以翻到马太福音第六章。
It's important to look at the context of verses 9 through 15. What's before and after this passage?
很重要的，在这个第九节到十五节的之前和之后，他到底讲了什么？
And so Jesus is teaching here about the kingdom of God and what the people of God are to look like.
在这里，Jesus 在讲，这个神的国会什么样的，然后到了神的国里面，这一切都会变成什么样。
In verse 1, Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, it says, Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. So don't practice these things to look good in front of other people.
神教导我们不要说这些祷告，只是因为要让别人面前看起来很好。
And he talks about giving, prayer, and fasting.
他讲到了奉献，
祷告
和禁食。
Yep. And the thing he keeps saying over and over in verse 4.
有在第四节，他讲到一个事情，不断的讲。
He says, and your father who sees in secret will reward you. He's saying, don't do this for other people's approval, but do these before God. Do before God.
在这里讲到，你做这些事情只是为了让神知道，并不是为了让其他人知道。
So when you give, don't do it for other people's approval, do it for God.
当你奉献的时候，你不是为了让别人知道，而是为了为神做这件事情。
When you pray, do it for God. Don't do it for other people's approval.
祷告的时候也是一样，做祷告是为了神，不是为了其他人的同意。
When you fast, don't make your face look all bad. Don't do it for people's approval. Do it for God.
当你禁食的时候，你也不要把自己的脸色搞得很难看，好像你很饿的样子。你是做这件事是为了神，不是为了让其他人看见。
And so when we come to the Lord's Prayer, this prayer really is a prayer of solitude, of what our prayer should look like when we're alone with God.
这一段的主旨就是说，我们在祷告的时候是要在一个独立的地方祷告，只是为了跟上帝有交通。
And I've preached on this before, verse 9, the first thing that we see that when we're alone with God and praying is that we should praise God. It says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
我们在第九节看到我们祷告的时候，首先是要颂扬我们在天上的父。
Friends,
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
That's right. Friends, do you praise God in your prayers?
朋友们，你们祷告的时候会赞美神吗？
That's a good question, even for me. I think praise should be a part of our prayer life. Praising God for who He is.
我认为在在我们祷告的生活中，我们一定要常常的颂扬神、赞美神。
And as we look at the Lord's Prayer, there's actually six petitions or six things that are prayed for.
在这一段里面，我们可以看到有六件事情，是着重要祷告的。
The first three are for God. They're all about praying for God.
这头三件事情都是为了我为神而祷告。
And today we'll be looking at the second and third petition. The second and third thing that is prayed for God.
那我们现在看第二件和第三件事情为神的祷告。
In verses 11 through 13, we see the last three petitions that are about us, praying for things in our lives.
从十一节到十三节，我们看到这里祷告的着重是为了我们的生活，为了我们为了我们的生活。
We pray for our needs. Our needs.
是为了我们的需要，我们日常的需要。
Our forgiveness.
我们忘记别人债，免了别人债。
And our protection.
还有我们的保护我们。
But what I want to focus on today is verse 10.
今天我们要着重讲的是第十节。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And as we come to verse 10, I think there's three things that we can learn to help us in our walks with God, and it can help us in our prayer lives.
在第十节我们可以看到有三件事情我们可以常常使用来帮助我们的祷告。
And the first thing that we learn here is this, is that brothers and sisters, reverently praise God as your king.
第一件事情说我们要虔诚地称颂主为王。
God is sovereign. He rules over everything. And we must praise him as our king.
主因为主的主的荣耀和sovereignty and rules.
It's a big word.
因为主的权威高于一切，所以我们要常常称颂主为王。
Yeah, that's right. That's right.I think where this is really beautifully seen is Psalm 145. Psalm 145.
在这一点在诗篇145当中最可以最容易的看到。
Psalm 145, it says here, in verse 1, I'll extol you, my God and King, and I'll bless your name forever and ever. Every day I'll bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Verse 13, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations.
在诗篇145章第一节，大家可以看到这里说，我的神，我的王呀，我要尊崇你，我要永永远远地称颂你的名。十三节说，你的国是永远的国，你执掌的权柄存到万代。
So this is a psalm written by David, and he's praising God as king. God is king.
这个诗篇是大卫王写的，他在这里极度称颂上帝。
Verse 13 says, "Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. His kingdom will never end."
十三节说，你的国是永远的国，你的权柄执掌的权柄存到万代。
The second thing we see in here in this psalm is the praising of God as King. If you read through this.This psalm, there's so many words that David uses for praise. He uses extol, bless, praise, commend, all these words. In Chinese, they're going to be different words. There's so many words he's trying to use to describe praising God.
如果你读这个诗篇的话，你可以看到大卫王在写这些诗篇的时候，他用了很多很多的颂扬、赞颂、赞颂天父。主的名字，这些各种不同的词，在中文中可能都有不同的翻译，总之他是用了很多很多不同的颂扬的词。
You can see David praising God as king.
可以看见，大卫王颂扬主为王。
And what's interesting about Psalm 145 is that it's pointing forward to a coming king. It's pointing forward to a coming king.
有一些表达的一个意思说，我们要向前看，看到一个将来要来的王。
This is written by a king, David the king.
这很有意思是，这些诗篇是大卫王，他本身就是一个王写的。
He's praising God as king.
他自己是一个王，但是他颂扬主为王。
And it's pointing forward to the messianic king that would come, who is Jesus.
而且他里面提到了，我们应该看到将来会来的会有一个弥赛亚，也就是基督会来到我们中间。
And so when we come to Matthew chapter 6 and we see this in the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Your kingdom come." And this is talking about the establishment, the coming of the messianic kingdom, the kingdom that Jesus would start and bring to this earth.
在 Matthew 第六章，我们可以看到，就是说，这个以后会有一个将来。要来的王到我们中间。
Yeah. And so this is a really beautiful song. If you're having trouble praising God as king, read Psalm 145.
如果你有颂扬在你的祷告中颂扬天父有困难的话，你可以多读一下这个很美的这个145 诗篇145章。
Yeah, it can help you in your praising of God as king.
这可以真的可以帮助你来更好的颂扬主。
Has anyone ever been to Thailand before?
有没有人曾经去过泰国？
Anyone?
有不少人。
Yeah. We lived in China for many years, and I think we went to Thailand about 5 times. Went to Thailand many times.
在我们在中国这期间，我们曾经至少去过泰国5次。
It's a beautiful country, lots of good food, beautiful beaches, nice weather.
在泰国一切都很好，食物也很好，天气也很好，那个海边沙滩也很好。
Yeah. The interesting thing about Thailand is that it's a kingdom.
很有意思是泰国它是一个国君主国。
And it has a king. There's a king there.
他们有一个在他们那儿有一个国王。
And when we were there, we were warned. They said, when you go to Thailand, you need to realize that there's a king, and the people there love their king.
我们去泰国之前，朋友们会跟我们说，你到泰国去，你一定要小心，因为那是个君主国，泰国的臣民们他们都很爱他们的国王。
And so, for example, before you watch a movie in Thailand, everyone stands up, and they play a movie for the king, and everyone bows their head in reverence of the king.
一个很有意思是在泰国，你要去看一个电影，看电影之前，大家都会站起来，然后他们是为国王看这个电影。
And as an American, I was like, really? Really?
我一个美国人来说，我是很诧异这件事情。
And so I remember doing this, and I was looking at the people, and they really loved their king. I was like, wow.
有一次我在泰国看电影的时候，我也这样，跟众人一起站起来。我站起来的时候，我在看旁边的泰国人，发现他们真的是好像是很虔诚的在敬拜他们国王。
In America, we like to make fun of our leaders.
在美国完全不同，在美国的领导人经常被人取笑。
Do you know the show Saturday Night Live? It's a comedy show on Saturday nights. They're always making fun of our presidents. Always.
在美国特别有一个节目叫星期六晚间节目。这个节目的一个主要的事情就是说，他们专门来取笑美国的现任总统。
But when it comes to God, we don't make fun of our king. We love our king.
可是我们跟上帝的关系不一样，我们绝对不会取笑上帝，我们真的是爱我们的主。
Jesus is our king.
基督是我们的国王。
And so my application question for you this morning is this, is God truly the king of your heart?
今天这里有一个应用问题，就是说我想问你们那个天父果真是你们心中的王吗？
Is Jesus the king of your heart?
基督是你心中的王吗？
And that's something for us to think about. Is he king? Do we love him as our king?
我们应该好好的想一下这个问题，我们真的认为他是王，我们真的很爱这个王吗？
So the first thing that we've learned is that we must reverently praise God as our king.
第一个事情我们再重述一遍，我们一定要虔诚地称颂主为王。
Well, as we continue on here, I think the second thing that we learn here in this prayer is that we must radically pray for the kingdom of God to come.
第二件我们要着重要讲的事情就是说，我们一定要为主的国的降临激进的祷告。
Because God is king, we must pray for his kingdom to come to earth.
因为我们一定要积极地为主的国来到而祷告。
So remember, this is a prayer done in secret. When we're alone with God, this is the kind of prayer that should come from our heart, that his kingdom would come.
你要记住的是，这个祷告是在一个孤独的环境中祷告的，所以我们实际上要从心底真的这样想，希望他的国降临。
And the more I've thought about this prayer, the more I've realized that it's a radical prayer.
我越多的我想这个祷告的内容，我越觉得我这个祷告实际上是一个很激进的祷告。
It's a radical prayer. This is not a tame prayer or a boring prayer. This is a radical prayer. God, I pray that your kingdom would come on this earth.
这并不是一个 很胆小的祷告，也不是一个 很平常的祷告，这是一个很不平凡的、很激进的祷告。
This is the prayer of revolution. Pray for God's kingdom that there would be a revolution on this earth for God.
我们在这里祷告的是要好像通过一场革命，让革命性的变化，让神的国降临到这个世界。
My first allegiance is to God's kingdom, not to America.
我最忠于的是，我唯一忠于的是，神的国度，而不是美国。
And so even thinking about the kingdom of God, what is the kingdom of God? I thought we could just think about that a little bit more this morning.
到底什么样是神的国度呢？我们这里再好好的想一想。
Well, one of the first things that we learn about the kingdom of God, that there's a radical entrance into the kingdom of God.
第一个事情我想到的是，在这个神国的入口是一个，实际上是一个很不平凡的入口，一个激进的入口。
We learn this in Jesus in his interaction with Nicodemus in John chapter 3.
我们在有一章里面可以学到这个这个神的入口为什么是一个激进的入口。这一章讲到一个法利赛人，他名叫尼哥底母。
And Nicodemus is talking to Jesus and he's saying, What are you teaching about the kingdom? How do I become a part of the kingdom?
尼哥底母在跟在跟基督的谈话中问到耶稣，什么样才是神的国度呢？我怎么样可以来到神的国度呢？
And he says in verse 3, Jesus answered him, Truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣这样回答他，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Nicodemus wanted a religious answer. Jesus gave him a radical answer.
尼哥底母实际上在这个地方，他想到想得到的，从耶稣那里得到的是一个宗教方面的回答，但是耶稣给他的答案是一个很激进的答案。
It's not about being religious; it's about being born again, changed from the inside by faith in Jesus, and He will change you and give you a whole new life.
我要想进神的国，不能通过一些宗教的实践来得到。而且你唯一的路径就是要重生，如果你不重生，就不能见到神的国。
Another thing that we learn about the kingdom here is in Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Did I write it wrong? 哥罗西书？哥罗，不好意思。Yeah. 不好意思，谢谢。
现在我们来看哥罗西书一章十三节。
Yeah, maybe you understand what I tried to write. But it says here, God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他的爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
So he's delivered us from darkness and brought us into his kingdom. It's a radical entrance.
他把我们从一个黑暗的国度救到了他的国度，这是一个非常激进的转变。
To be honest, to become a part of the kingdom of God is a miracle. It's a miracle that we can be sons and daughters of God.
如果你细细想来，如果我们能够到神的国度里，真的是一个奇迹。
Friends, have you been born again?
你们有没有重生？
Have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ?
你有没有全心相信耶稣？
I would encourage you to place your faith in Christ and to be born again and enter the kingdom of God.
我鼓励你们真的把你们的信心放在耶稣身上，让能够得到重生。
Another thing that we learn about the kingdom of God is that there's a radical pursuit of the kingdom.
另外一件事就是说，我们跟上帝的关系就是说，这是一种激进的追求。
In Matthew chapter 6, it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you."
在马太福音第六章三十三节说，你们一定要寻求他，你们要先求他的国和他的义。这些东西都要加给你们吗？
Seek it first, put it first, pursue the kingdom of God.
一定要首先，你首先要去主动的去求。
We also read of the story in Matthew 13 about a man who goes and sells, is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had, sold everything so that he could have that pearl.
这个事情同样在马太福音第十三章四十五节里面强调了，就是说一个人他要去变卖他所有的来买这个珠子。
It's a radical pursuit.Of the kingdom.
是一个很一个很激进的追求，为神的国度。
A third thing that we learn that there's a radical mission, a radical mission.
第三件事情这里讲到了一种激进的使命。
Of course, in Matthew 28:18-20, we read about go therefore make disciples of all nations. You see, the mission of God is for all people, all nations.
在马太福音二十八章十八节，你们可以看到这个使命就是说把神的道传到所有的地方，所有的国家。
It's global domination. It's the whole world, all peoples, all nations, that they too would come into the kingdom of God.
这里是真的是在讲全球所有的地方、所有的民族，然后让他们都来到神的国度。
Yeah, we see this even in Acts 1:6-8, where he says, in Jerusalem, Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the earth, that the gospel would spread to the ends of the earth.
在《使徒行传》一章也讲到了，说一定要把这个神的话散布到地极。
Yeah. Just recently, we went to Atlanta for a student conference, and that's the headquarters for Coca-Cola.
最近我们到亚特兰大去参加一个学生的论坛。这个亚特兰大大家知道是可口可乐的总部。
It's amazing. It seems like Coca-Cola has made it further than Jesus. Coca-Cola is almost everywhere. Every country almost has Coca-Cola.
如果你细细想一想，实际上可口可乐他们做了一件很神奇的事情，就是说他们把可口可乐运到了世界的每一个地方。
China has Coca-Cola. Oh yeah.
中国也有很多可口可乐。
If Coca-Cola has a global vision, how much more should we have a global vision?
比较起来，如果可口可乐能够有这样一种全球的眼光，我们也应该有这样全球的眼光。
Yeah, has Coca-Cola made it further than Jesus?
可口可乐有没有比基督更传播的更远呢？
And so, friends, may we realize that we have a radical mission.
所以我们一定要认识到我们的使命是一个很激进的使命。
Well, as we think more about the kingdom of God, we realize that we have a radical hope, a radical hope.
我们同样有一个激进的愿望。
You know, Jesus has started his kingdom, and his kingdom is growing, but we ultimately realize that his kingdom is not fully here yet.
耶稣常说他要增长他的国度，但是我们也应该认识到，直到现在，这个国度还没有完全的实现。
Often thinking about the kingdom of God, I'll say it's already, but not yet.
如果我想到神的国度，我会这样有一个这样的想法，就是说他已经正在进程中了，但是还没有完全结束。
That's exactly right. So when we pray, "Your kingdom come," it's a prayer of hope. God, may your kingdom come. God, there's so much pain, there's so much suffering in this world. God, I pray for your kingdom to come.
我们祷告的时候，我们真的是希望神的国度到来，因为如果你的国度不到来，就会有这么多的这么多的挣扎，这么多的痛苦。
This is seen in Revelation chapter 20, verses 1-6.
在启示录第一章二十一章第一到六节，我们可以看到这样一个祷告，这样一个经节。
Yeah, it's a beautiful passage here, just speaking about how God is going to come and establish His kingdom on earth, and really in verse. verse 4, it just talks about how there will be no more suffering, no more tears. God will be with us. He'll wipe away our tears, and God will be with us.
在特别是在这个第四节，我们可以看到，神的国度到来以后就不会有眼泪，不会有痛苦。
I often talk with my children what heaven will be like.
我经常会跟我们孩子们讲，会跟我的孩子们讲到，天堂会是什么样子的。
I say, there will be good food in heaven. There will be Chinese food in heaven.
我会告诉他们，天堂的食物肯定很好，而且还会有中餐。
Will be worship in heaven. Probably work. We'll probably be working in heaven.
我们可能会在天堂也会继续工作，也会祷告。
But there will be many things that we won't have in heaven.
在天堂但是在天堂会有很多事情不在那里。
No more cancer in heaven.
不会有癌症。
We won't need Roswell in heaven.
我们不需要Roswell 癌症中心在天堂。
No more tears in heaven.
没有在天堂没有眼泪。
No more pain in heaven.
没有痛苦。
No more abuse in heaven.
没有
abuse, yeah. Many kids.
虐待，没有虐待。
Yeah. You see, we have a radical hope. There's hope. Yeah. No matter how bad this world gets, there's hope that we're going to that kingdom, that we're members of this kingdom, and God is going to establish his kingdom, and he'll make all things new.
不管现世我们存在的当世会有多么的坏，我们会想念这个将要来的神的国度，在那里是一切都好。
You know, radical prayers lead to radical lives.
激进的祷告会给我们带来激进的生活。
One of my favorite missionaries is a missionary named Hudson Taylor.
我最喜欢的一个传道士就是这个叫戴德森的这个英国传教士。
Yeah, he went to China in the 1850s and served there for about 50 years.
他在1850年左右来到中国，然后前前后后在中国牧道了五十多年。
He sacrificed a lot for China. He buried one wife and three children in China.
他为中国做出了巨大的牺牲。他在中国期间，他的一个妻子和三个孩子都死去了。
And he had a famous saying in Chinese.
他有一个很著名的一段一段话。
He said, "If I had £1,000, China should have it. If I had 1,000 lives, China should have it. No, not China, but Christ. We can do. Can we do too much for him? Can we do enough for such a precious Savior?"
戴德森这一段最有名的话就是说。假使我有千元英镑，中国可以全数支取；假使我有千条生命，条条生命都会献给中国。不是为中国，乃是为耶稣，为基督再多的付出也微不足道。
You see, Hudson Taylor prayed, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," and it led to a radical life.
这里可以看到，戴德森就有这样很激进的祷告，他祷告神的国度来到中国。
So an application. Are your prayers radical enough? Do you pray radical prayers?
这里应用问题就是我想问你们，你们的祷告够激进吗？够不同凡响吗？
Are you praying for God's kingdom to come? His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do you pray for your children this way?
你会为你的孩子这样激进的祷告吗？
There's another prayer that's really famous in America, is written here in America. It's called the Serenity Prayer. Have you ever heard of the Serenity Prayer?
有另外一个很著名的祷告，它名叫灵境祷告。它是一个美国的牧师神学家写的。
The prayer goes like this: God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, and the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
神呀，求你赐给我平静的心，去接受我无法改变的事。给我勇气去做我能改变的事，然后给我智慧去分辨这两者的不同。
It's a good prayer.
这是一个很好的祷告。
But it's not a radical prayer.
但是它并不是一个很激进的祷告。
We need to pray all kinds of prayers.
我们
all kinds.
我们祷告需要祷告很多种不同的方式。
I think there's times when we need to pray the serenity prayer. God, you know, God, we just pray a prayer like that.
肯定有时候我们需要做这样一个灵境的祷告，就像这里写的一样。
But are we praying radical prayers that the kingdom of God would come, that more and more people would believe in Jesus and enter the kingdom of God?
但是有时候我们也需要做一些激进的祷告，我们会期望神的国度到来，然后祷告有更多的人可以加入到神的国度。
Do you know what Hudson Taylor's parents prayed for him when he was a child?
你们知道戴德森传教士他的父母在他小时候怎么样为他祷告吗？
It said, God, we pray that our son would serve you in China.
他们当时真的这样祷告了，说我们God, 我们希望我们期望我们的儿子能够到中国去做你的工。
Are you praying those prayers like that for your children?
你会不会为你的小孩像那样祷告呢？
Am I praying those prayers for my children?
我想一下，我自己会不会为我的小孩这样祷告呢？
Something for us to think about this morning.
我们都应该好好想一想。
Well, as we continue, the third thing that we learn here in this prayer is this, that we must resist the urge to impose our will on God in prayer.
第三件事情我们要谈的就是说我们要避免要将自己的意愿强加于天父。
Because God is king, we must resist the urge to impose our will on him in prayer.
因为天父是王，我们一定要抵制将自己的意愿强加于他。
It says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
是你的意愿会被实行在地上如同行在天上。
To be honest, this is the worst nightmare of modern people. We're like, oh, we don't want to pray prayers like this. This is scary.
实际上在对现代人来说，像这样一种祷告的方式对他们来说好像是一场噩梦，他们不愿意这样祷告。
What's interesting, if you look at this prayer, it'sYour will be done comes before give us this day. I think those two oftentimes should be linked together. Before we say give us this day, we say your will be done.
我们常常把这两个搞反了。我们总是想把我们的意愿先实行，然后再实行你的天父的意愿。
So when we're hurting and we're praying for God to give us things,It's in that moment that we must say, "Your will be done."
我们在我们受到伤害的时候，或者我们有什么需要的时候，我们祷告的时候，要特别注意，不是为我们的意愿，而是让你的意愿得以实行。
And the only way that we can say, "Your will be done," is when we realize that God is our Father and that He loves us and that He cares for us.
我们唯一可以祷告让我们的意愿得以实行的话，是当我们认识到上帝是我们的父，他爱我们，他会让我们的意愿得以实施。
Have you ever prayed for something and God said no?
你有没有祷告过一些事情，但是最后上帝并没有应允？
Has anyone ever prayed for a girlfriend or a boyfriend? Has anyone ever prayed for a husband or a wife?
你们中有没有人曾经为一个交一个女朋友、男朋友，或者有一个妻子或者丈夫来祷告呢？
I remember when I was in college, I was praying for this particular girl. I wanted her to be my wife.
在牧师上大学的时候，他很清晰的记得，他当时祷告很用心的祷告，就是为了让一个他很倾慕的女孩子最后会成他的妻子。
Beautiful girl, strong Christian. I was like, God, I want her to be my wife.
这个女孩子很漂亮，而且也很也是一个基督徒。我当时就不断的祷告说让这个女孩子成我以后的妻子吧。
But God said no.
但是上帝说这个不行。
But you know what happened?
你知道下面发生了什么吗？
Not long after this, I met my wife Rose, my future wife Rose.
在这之后不久，我真的碰见了我现在的妻子Rose.
And we've been married for 18 years.
我们现在已经结婚18年了。
And as I look back on it, I realize My wife Rose is so much better than that other girl.
我现在再回头来看看，我现在意识到我的 wife Rose， 我的妻子 Rose 比当时我想要想要祷告成我妻子的那个女孩子要好很多。
So sometimes when we're crying out to God to give us things, we need to say, your will be done, and trust that He has the best for us.
所以有时候我们要向上帝求什么事情的时候，我们应该这样求，我们应该求上帝让他的意愿得以实行，因为他的意愿很可能是总是最好的意愿。
So in application, where do you need to soften your heart to God's will in prayer?
所以今天的应用问题在这里就是说，在哪些方面我们需要在祷告中让神的意愿来软化我们的心。
So again, this doesn't mean that we can't ask from God. God, give us this day, give us.
这并不是说你完全不能向上帝来要求一些什么事情。
But we also need to know, say,your will be done, your will be done.
但是我们需要在这后面再加一句，是除非那是你的意愿。
Someone also prayed this prayer, not my will, but yours be done.
基督曾经这样说，不是我的意愿，而是你的意愿。
Yeah.We read actually in the book of Luke, in Luke 22, Jesus prayed this exact same thing.
在路加福音22章，基督这样祷告。
He says, Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
他说，父呀，你若愿意，就把这杯拿走，撤去。然而，不要成就我的意思，而是要成就你的意思。
And Jesus knew what was coming, butHe knew that death was coming. He says, Father, if it's your will, could you take this away? But he says, not my will, but yours be done.
虽然耶稣在这个时候知道他离死不远了，他马上就要被钉在十字架上，但是他祷告的时候还是说，不要成就我的意思，而是成就你的意思。
Friends, are you having trouble praising God as your king?
朋友们，你有没有你颂扬主的时候会不会有不舒服呢？
Are your prayers just focused on yourself?
你的祷告是不是只着重于你自己？
Are you imposing your will on God in prayer?
你有没有在祷告中把你的意愿强加到上帝身上？
My answer to you is go to Jesus.
你在这个时候需要到基督中去。
And ask him to change you from within.
让基督来改变你的生活。
And you know what? Jesus ultimately died on the cross, and they put a crown of thorns on him, and they mocked him as king.
在耶稣最后被钉到十字架上的以后，他们其他人还取笑他，把一个假的皇冠戴在他的头上。
But Jesus died on the cross because he was obedient to his Father and because he loves you.
基督死是因为他遵从上帝的要求，然后他爱我们。
So let Jesus come and change you from within.
让基督来进到你的心，来改变你。
And God will become your king.
天父会成你的王。
Your prayers will become radical.
你的祷告会变得激进起来。
And you will gladly soften your heart to God's will in prayer.
你会慢慢的让上帝来软化你的心，来这样祷告。
So in America we say, live free or die. Live free or die.
在美国我们说，不自由宁可死。
Maybe some of your colleagues are like that. Live free or die, you know.
可能你认得的人确实就是那样，不自由宁可死。
But this is not from the Bible. What the Bible teaches is something else.
但是这不是从圣经中来的，圣经告诉你另外一个方式。
The Bible teaches die so that you can live free.
圣经告诉我们的是，你首先要先死去，然后再 才可以得到重生，才能够过一个自由的生命。
Jesus said, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me.
这里说到要
deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me.
要放弃你自己，然后背上十字架来跟从我。
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
你的国必将会到来，行在地上，如同行在天上。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I thank you for this passage in Matthew.
我们谢谢你在马太福音中给我们这一段教导。
And we just pray that you would help us to be people that praise you as our King.
我们希望你来帮助我们能够常常的赞颂主为王。
I pray that your kingdom would come on this earth.
我们祷告你的国会到来。
And I pray that we would submit our wills to yours in prayer.
我们在祷告中会听从你的意愿。
Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this church. In Jesus' name, amen.
主啊，我们谢谢你今天早上，谢谢你这个教会，我们这样祷告，阿门。